know the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA in your face. Bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. It's our time to shine. It's our time to grind. It's the phone.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing out there? Welcome to another edition of Funk from the Front Seat. I got my brothers and sisters coming on today. Next exit, I got my brother Otis Q Hawk in the house. I got Donna Sneed in the house. We're going to be kicking and talking about Next Exit and all the good things they're doing, all the good things they're pulling off in this day of COVID. How you guys doing out there? I like to bring in my guests. Let's get this popping right away. Y'all know how we roll. Come on in, y'all. Da-da-da. What's up? What's up, my brothers? What's
hey, up? Hey.
Hey. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's going on,
man? Hey, yo, man. I'm loving y'all.
You're on the AC.
And I'm so happy. So happy today. Today's a beautiful day. Otis, you coming in hard to shades like that.
I'm going to take them off in a minute, man, before I blind everybody.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, man. So how you doing, Margo? How you doing? Y'all all right? That's what's up. Adrian is in the house as well, the bass player. So everybody good, man?
Yeah.
Praises and blessings to you guys. And we were just talking before the show, and I'm very proud to be here with y'all. Thank you so much. And thank you for you guys pulling this off and your, you know, dropping your new music and your release and, you know, Afterglow and all these good things, like Boosie would say, rolled up into one. I love it all, man. And y'all are crushing it. I love it. So how's everybody doing? Let me know where you guys are at and how you guys doing. All right. Staying safe.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Good.
To stay safe. You got to stay safe in the age of COVID and Trump.
Yo, let me tell you. Like they used to say, funk used to be a bad word. Now we know what the new bad word is.
For real.
It is a bad word.
You don't really have to put this on.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because, as a public service announcement, make sure everybody out there wear your mask. You know, be like Next Exit, be part of the solution. You know, you brothers and sisters are part of the solution, man.
And you got the PPE too. You got the mask.
Hello, you guys.
I'm gonna go turn some AC on real fast.
People want to know where I get this from, and I just send them to your site because everybody's like, "How did I get this first?" And I said, "Well, you know the mothership. So they dropped a little something for me, man." So let's get right to it. Brand new music out, and we're going to be debuting a lot of that today. You know, you guys worked really hard. Last time you were on the show, we talked about last night and today as it was going to get here, and it came.
Yeah.
And I'm honored and proud because not a lot of people could have done that in the age of COVID. I'm going to start with you, man. Your thoughts about last night and then what we get ready to pop on today.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, this is really about Next Exit. And we've had a couple of weeks here where we've gone through a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, we had the family, you know, doing their thing. We had Afterglow doing their thing. But today is truly about the band Next Exit, you know. And we want to definitely get them their props and what have you. This is a, you know, this is a collaboration here. You know, Mike P did a lot of the writing on everything there. Next Exit obviously took it and put their spin on it. And it is now the tribute to Cordell Boogie Mawson. You can find this on his Facebook page. We are also paying tribute to the Funk Mob also. So it's all about that. So, you know, this has all come about, you know, a long way, you know, with my partner, Donna Sneed. You know, we all grew up together and we obviously we were hit pretty hard when Boogie died, when he passed. And so, what we really wanted to do and what his wishes were is that we continue his legacy. And that's what we wanted to do. I grew up with him. He taught me how to play when I was 7, 8 years old. So, you know, and I can go way into that. But this, like I said, this is really not about me. This is really not about Afterglow. It's not, you know, about the Benevolent Funk. We all have come together now. And it's really about the band. And it's really about, you know, seeing where, you know, where we can take the music. The Keepers of the Funk is, you know, which we'll hear later on. The Keepers of the Funk is really, it's all of us. You know, it has nothing to do, you know, it's Zach, it's me, it's Margo, it's everybody. We're all Keepers of the Funk. This is just like, to me, and I'm from D.C., okay? So I can talk to everybody that's on this screen right now. When Go-Go hit, okay, Go-Go never really got his props. It never did. It shot overseas for a minute, you know, Max Kidd and the bunch, okay? It shot over there for a minute, but it never really got its props. And look how long it took to get a Grammy from number one hits from George Clinton and Parliament. Look how long that took, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna start shutting this down. I'm gonna let the band go. But the culmination of this is 9/24/16 when the mothership went into the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that so many of our Funketeers and so many of the players, the people who made those records, that made those tracks instrumental, everybody from Gary to Boogie, you know, everybody, you know,
that made
those tracks so popular that, you know, as soon as you turn on a record, as soon as you start a party, that record was there. They didn't get a chance to see the mothership go into the Smithsonian.
Yeah,
and that was kind of the culmination of this whole funk thing for us. So, you know, once again, just to kind of bring this to a head, our whole thing is continuing the funk and keeping the funk alive. That's really what this is all about. You know, I'm really proud of these ladies and gentlemen behind you here.
Me too. Yeah. Done
this thing because the interpretation, I'm gonna say this to you all. And I told Mike this a long time ago. I said, I really want to, you know, I want to kick it with every one of you guys, okay? Maybe when this thing is over, okay? But you guys have captured something that if I remember my days with Boogie recording and going back, he said, he tell me this. He said, you played that fine. That was okay. And then he'd look at me and he'd go, but this is the way I would play it. And the shit would be so funky until, I mean, like, that's my stuff. How'd you take my stuff? So what I'm telling you all right now at Next Exit, is that you have taken something, okay, and you've actually taken it back to some of the original sound, okay? And we, you know, you'll hear from them later. You know, they're a band, all right? We don't have bands anymore, okay?
Exactly.
But they're a band. And the reason, I know it was very expensive to have 25 people on stage at one time. It was very expensive. But you listen to the sound that came out of P-Funk and Funkadelic.
Exactly.
Yeah. You listen to that. Okay? That's what music is about. I had an almost dragged down throwout with my son-in-law, because he's a musician also, because he sent me Bruno one day. Man, listen to this new funk. Listen to this new funk. Man, do you know how I went? I went sideways.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Then I was sending everything when the mothership landed. I was just bombarding him with what the funk really was. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But anyway, I'm going to shut up. I, you know, like I said, I want to sit back. I want to listen to the band. I want to hear the band because I really do feel good about them. I feel that we even trusted something to them that is genuine. There's something that is not going to be captured again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to be captured again anytime soon. You know?
Yep.
And they got that original funk. When you listen to this sound, when you listen to this song, listen to all the stuff in there. You can listen to Georgia's stuff and a lot of more Parliament Funkadelic stuff. Well, you got 15 songs interlooping in one song. That's what this is.
Yep.
That's exactly what this is. You guys captured it. You put it like, I'm sorry, and I'm gone. You put it on the one.
This is the guy right here.
Yo, so next exit we have give you that thank you, you know, chilling out with us today on Funk from the Front Seat. Today is all about Next Exit, how they do, what they do, when they do, and why they do what they do. And I came up with that one just for y'all. So,
okay.
So, Next Exit, you in the house. You got this idea. You worked with Donna and Otis. And this is a question for anybody. And you guys decide, okay, let's go ahead and knock this out the park. That inspiration that comes from all that music that you guys grew up listening to, Get Down, we talked about this before, that's special. And again, I'm only going to say thank you because I get to be a part of it. And tell us a story. I know you told this before to us, but for people that don't know, you guys were driving, and tell them how you came up with your name.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
We were headed for an event, you know, a venue, and we were on the beltway or highway or whatever. So we said, well, what are we going to call the group? Well, we'll think of something. So Mike said to look at the window, when is the exit? And the exit was coming up. So I said, it's the next exit. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Next exit. Yeah. And then, you know, I said, okay, well, I'll brand it by, you know, Next Exit, every release we do, an album we do, the title song will have something to do with, you know, your life along, your road trip along the life, you know. So, and it should be inspirational.
Exactly.
It is. And Get Out.
Next Exit.
And Mike, I was going to ask you, because it is so metaphorical, mixed in with the funk, mixed in with the P, mixed in with our life path, right? And Mike talking about this, I think a couple weeks ago, we had touched base or whatever, and we was just talking about how you guys came up with your style offshoot from what the P-Funk style is. And I know you guys listen to everything because that was our generation. And Mike took that, Mike, and you molded that. What's up, Rio? How you doing, brother? The way you molded that and twisted it and made it work for you, I think is a lesson to all the young people out there. Is the music that we hear is not always the music that we make. Sometimes the music that we make is actually something that was supposed to be. We just had to hear it in a different way. So Mike, I wanted to ask you, when you're mixing and you're recording and you're coming up with this creative juice to get it down so your singers can sing on top of it, how do you process what it is you really want to get from point A to point B? I know people have different ways.
It's a collaborative.
How do you process that, brother?
It's a collaborative effort with us. So we try to put it all together. And maybe after we all put it together, I might tweak it and fine tune it, but most of the ideas that we come with are collaborative efforts.
Right.
Could you move over a little bit? I can't see you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see me there? Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, Bella.
It's a collaborative effort. That's what we try to do. I mean, we all have been in this for a long time. We are all experienced musicians. We all have our own feel about stuff. But when you come together as a group, you know, like Adrian will come in, and I might have a bass idea, but he'll come in and kill it.
You know what I'm
saying? And then if I got a beat in my head, it's a straight beat, then Ron will kill it. You know, and that's just the way we do. We put it all together collaboratively, and we try to make it happen that way.
Yeah. I know there's always special moments. So Rio, one of those special moments in the studio, and you being a vocalist, tell me about
I got to say something first.
Go for it.
Ron didn't sing until about a week ago.
He was hiding.
He was hiding behind the drum set.
Yeah.
And we were in a rehearsal one time. We were like, Marguerite said, give him a mic. And he was like, okay. And then he was back there like, I'm going to say it again. He was killing it. I'm like, what the hell? What are you doing? He's playing drums, keeping the beat, and singing, rolling and singing. I'm like, when you learn how to do that? He said, I've been doing that all my life. Then he said, well, y'all always had the vocals, so I just was playing drums.
Right. See, sometimes that's how it works. It's the natural. I know the brother can get down at the tracks that I have heard, man. I'm listening to it, and you know, it reminds me of some very special moments, you know, that P-Funk did, you know, and you guys are like right there with that those moments. But Rio, that one time you was in the studio, you guys are working and recording. Tell me that special moment that hit you where you knew this was going to be something really, really awesome, and you were part of it. Tell me about that feeling.
In reference to Keepers?
No, yeah. in Keepers. Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought of all the concerts and all the musicians from Funkadelic Empowerment from day one. I mean, I met Tiki Floyd when he was one of the first drummers that played with him years back in late 69, early 70s. So it was kind of like a dream how I came up with the song, but at the same time, I just kind of reached back with all the songs that I ever heard with all of their songs, to be honest. Even the ones that they didn't play on the radio, I listened to all of them. And then I just put it all together. As you notice, there were little cameo appearances of certain types, I mean, cameo appearances of words in Keeper,
yes,
from a
yes
lot of the songs from back in the day. And that's yes how I came up with the lyrics. And I just kind of put it all together. And then I threw Boogie in there in reference of Sir Nose and Boogie. And when they was talking about it in Aqua Boogie, he couldn't dance. Sir Nose couldn't dance. So I said, well, Bernie laid the funky key lines. You know what I mean? Which he did. And then I said, of course, there was Dr. Funkenstein, you know, reaching out to him, let him know that all those people that was a part of Funkadelic and Parliament back in the day, I wanted to give a shout out to all of them with the lyrics. That's kind of like how I came up with it.
And let me tell you, this is a perfect storm because the title, the time that it had to come out, the work that you guys put in, the guidance and leadership and the kinship with Otis and Donna, and the fact that it was dedicated to something very special, which we hold dear, which is the funk. It really was. I've sat back since I've known y'all this past couple of months. It was the perfect storm. And like I said, you should be very, very proud, extremely proud. You know, Funk from the Front Seat, we're just honored to have the whole thing. And this is our third part, ironically, of the third part series. So it worked out perfectly. And
Zach,
I didn't forget about
Zach, let me say
the fella back there, Adrian, on bass. And I know. Yeah, okay. Go ahead,
I'm sorry. I just want to get this in real quick on this segment.
Yeah, man.
Real quick. Just the way he was just talking about everything kind of intertwining, okay? It also stands out.
Yes.
And I think me and Donna, I don't know if we talked, Zach, about this. And this is, don't get me wrong, this ain't no diss on nobody that's got anything coming out right now. But listen to what we got going on right now. Everything is kind of wrapped around the COVID thing. You know, it's wrapped around BLM, you know, that sort of thing. Mm. I start tagging what we did here as the happy music.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Keep us on the phone. Yeah. Let's get us away from that for a minute, because I'm going to tell you, me personally, I'm having struggles right now with all of this is going on, you know, but that happy place that we go, that's like key. That's
and I'm glad
key.
I
just wanted to throw that in there. That this song, this music is a little different than what we got coming out right now. You know?
Yeah.
And it's more of a happy place than yeah some of the other.
And I'm glad you said that, because to reboot, and then I'll get to Adrian in a minute. But to reboot is hard enough. And like you said, we are all, believe me, you and I talked about this privately, we are all having to fight this good fight, you know. And you know, if I can quote John Lewis, Keepers of the Funk is good trouble. You know what I'm saying? I love that. It's good trouble. So Adrian, laying down these tracks with these fantabulous musicians and having, you know, great producers like Mike and P write songs, this and that, man. Tell me about some of the fun moments you had. And I know you've been doing it remotely, but when you laying down your bass parts, just tell me about when you smiled to yourself and said, "Oh yeah, this is gonna put foot in that ass." I know, because I'm a drummer. Bass players always know before anybody. Yeah. This is gonna put foot in that ass.
Yeah, because to me, it's about the pocket and groove, and with a bass player and a drummer, when you get the people doing like Mike Barber, you get the people doing like this, you got job is done.
You got them.
You got them. But before I go further, to piggyback off what Q said about the music, nobody's doing that now.
Yeah,
nobody's doing this now. So it's like. It's going to be a resurgence for all of us that actually grew up on the funk, but it's going to be something new to the youngins because they don't even know. They don't know. They done missed out on all that good stuff.
They sampled
bits and pieces, but to actually create a song with that funk vibe is something special. But like you said, Zach, when Mike sent me the track, when I first heard it, I was like, "Oh man, this joint is dope." So I just, just try to throw that egg thing on in because I grew up playing go-go, funk, gospel. So, do the jazz thing, just about everything. But it's just all about listening to the drums, seeing where the drum is, and locking in there and holding that bottom, man. And just trying to keep it funky because, my first concert was Mothership 1977. I was 14 years old, man.
Capitol Center?
Capitol Center?
Boosie opened the show.
Yeah. And my man Cordell was killing them.
Mm-hmm.
He was killing them that night.
I used to always wonder before, many times I got kicked from behind the stage, but I used to always wonder, me personally, what their equipment was, because a lot of times back then you sit so far away you couldn't really see specifics, right? So I would always work my way down, somehow end up behind the stage while I was the roadies, and I would end up looking at their equipment and studying it, and I was like, these guys are technically proficient, as well as I knew back then they was creating something that was brand new that was going to last forever. And I'm just grateful. So listen, let's run one of these tracks right now. Keepers of the Funk. Obviously.
Yeah.
You know we want Keepers of the Funk?
Okay. Yeah, the title speaks for itself. So I'm going to have my producer, Mark. And thank you, Mark. Mark Lee, my producer, working hard to set all this up. We're going to run Keepers of the Funk and Talk Show. And we're going to come back and vibe a little bit about them. So Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead and do you, brother. Hit those two tracks for me. Again, we are Funk from the Front Seat, number 9, your host with Next Exit, and my dog, Otis Hawk, you in the house.
All right.
Standing on the verge, always getting ill. I just wanna testify that the Pope was on the rise.
He's slamming on the brakes because he's on the brakes.
Now the name is the one
There's a party out tonight, Joe. Yeah. Ooh, you're going out tonight, Joe. Come on, 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 come on,
House party going all night long. I'm gonna find me a girl and let her rock my world on the dance floor. House party all night long.
Where's the party tonight? Where's the party tonight?
Where are we going
tonight?
Hey, remember the house party?
Where's the party tonight?
Party,
the party out tonight.
Party,
no, we're doing nothing.
Now where the funk at? House party going all night long. Now where we going at? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now where the funk at? House party going all night long. Now where we going at? Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Black lights, no light in the basement. $5 will get you in. Peeking in the door after midnight to hear mama say, where you been? Getting there to get some sleep, but the people won't stop dancing. You can't get your mind off the good times you had romance.
Hey, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Stand on your feet.
Party feet, y'all.
Party with the baby.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Stand on your feet.
Party feet, y'all.
Party with me, baby.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Where's the
phone
tonight?
I wear the phone cup.
Yo, yo, that's what's up. Yo, those first two tracks, burning. We're going to get to some more of that stuff. But let me tell you, I'm sitting here in the car right now, just vibing, man. Picture myself rolling down the highway with that bastard. When I get to come and see y'all. Very proud, honored again. Here we are with Next Exit. Also, Mr. Otis Q Hawk. You know, he's in the house with us hanging out. And, you know, he does a lot of their business stuff. and you know, along with Donna, Benevolent Funk, and you guys, Next Exit. Again, today is your day. Last night, obviously, it was a great night dropping the music out. And because of we are separated, I got to tell you, your music gave Funketeers a little something extra to grab onto. Like, funksters out there, and everybody's trying to do something with the funk. And you guys come in and hit that slot. You know, you hit that perfect slot, man. It's a perfect storm. We needed this, you know. We really did. In addition to what it stands for and who it's for, we really needed you guys to really drop this out the way you did. And again, I want to say thank you for joining us on Funk from the Front Seat. So, House Party, the lyrics and the vibe. Tell me about that little vibe when y'all was laying that down, how you were seeing it before you actually got it down, Mike.
Well, we were in here. It was me, Ron, and Tina. Well, everybody knows Marguerite around us is Tina. So if I say right. Tina, don't get confused. Margo. It's Margo. But okay, so Margo were in here just playing live in the studio. And we just were playing. We started grooving.
Like we usually do.
And we came up with that little hook.
Yeah.
And we started saying House Party, and it was House Party all night long.
Yeah.
And then we started working on it, put it all together. It was like, it was another collaborative effort. Same thing that we always do. We put it all together in the studio, jamming. And then I came back, put it all together, came back and perfected it. And then it became a song. We started mixing it. There was House Party. We just love that song.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our favorite joints.
I was gonna say that. Let me ask you this.
I gotta say one more thing.
Go.
I was playing bass on it at first, right? You know, because I play bass. I can play bass, but I'm not a bassist. Let me say it that way. So
right.
They was like this. They was like, I was like, I sound pretty good. And then they were like, call Adrian. I was like, call Adrian. And then he came.
You know, but that's a compliment as well. You know, to the brother back there, that's a compliment. But also, you came up with the line, because let me tell you, a lot of times I write stuff on bass. I never end up playing it on my stuff because I always be like, okay, well, you're going to add something else. Yeah. And that's the way funk is. That's the way funk is. Yeah, man. Yeah. So,
I always say Adrian got my back.
Yeah.
And see, the awesome bass player that he is, that's why I know he's laying in the cut back there, because that's what bass players do. They just lay back and they smile. And like I said, when they put foot in that ass on the track, they're the first ones to know it. You know, they're always the first to know it. Because they're like, well, yeah, everything else is going to sit on top of this and that beat, man. So I think back to House Party. I know you guys, plenty of House Parties back in the day. That was our generation, man. And do you ever miss just the sheer joy that we as young people used to have when it came to going out?
Yeah. That's why we put what we miss into that song. Like, I miss the strobe lights in the basement.
Yeah,
you can charge $5. Come on in.
That's right. And you know,
all those little references that she put in there lyrically are about a house party that you went to back in the day. It's the same thing when you said, when she said, when you try to sneak back in the house, she said, your mama gonna say, where you been? And then you gonna lay back in the bed and your feet still gonna be snapping because you think about the party you just left. It was the whole vibe, the whole thing.
I gotta tell you, some parties were worth getting a whooping for.
I think so, too.
Tell me that what?
I would do it all over again.
You know, if you went to school and everybody said, hey, you know, you didn't show up to the party, they was going to clown you. So sometimes it was worthwhile getting in trouble just so you could say you was there.
And if you didn't go and punch the clock, people going to say, yeah, we saw you leaving to go home.
Yep. That's what's missing today. You know, before we jump into your next track, I want to stop, or I won't stop. I want to ask you where we are now, and I'm not going to go too political, but this is the elephant in the room. Your music is coming out at a time that's unprecedented. All right. So your music, Keepers of the Funk, and this project is going to be part of the fabric of Black Lives Matter, of voter suppression, of violence, of racial tension. And I want to know how you feel about that as far as your music being a part of 2020. Not so much COVID, but just that the fact that the creator sought you to get it out now in these times.
Yeah, well, you know, well, that's why we did songs. We did songs along the way, the title track from our last album, and we have other songs that basically we must have been a little bit ahead of our times, because Turning Toxic is about the whole world, you know, is turning toxic because we're not getting along, and there's not enough, and spread love, because there's not the antidote to toxicity is love.
That's right.
And then, you know, with Signs Along the Way and you know, the newer stuff, we try to do inspirational stuff during times of adversity and struggle and, you know, hardship.
We always try to put a song on a record that has a political statement. We did a song called Conspiracy that's on our Signs Along the Way album. That is talking about the thin-skinned politician. And we all know who that person is.
And the brutal police.
And the brutal police. And that we did that probably right when this administration first came to power. So we always try to put a political mark on something, because we got things to say, and a lot of artists don't say anything in their medium that inspires or educates or just tells people like it is. But we try to do that all the time. You know what I mean,
I know Otis and I would talk about this, and you can jump in. We was talking about music that feeds the soul. You and I talk about this many times since we met and been vibing, and you know, it's important that we continue this fight, but also that funk is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because early as I can remember, from Sly all the way back to Stan, to Saying Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, to, you know, Hendrix Along the Watchtower, to, you know, Sam Cooke, you know, all of that stuff paved the way for where we are now, and that's why Keepers is such a powerful statement, because we have to keep that stuff alive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah, I mean, music just has a way of transcending, you know?
Yeah.
It has a way of taking you above what's happening right now.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only way I'm making it right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a tough thing right now. I've been in an industry for almost 30 years that has totally disappeared because of that. So it's like, not only a fish out of water, it's like, where do I go? You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing. So music has a way of, as they say, calming the savage beast, you know? And, you know, all of that, man, you get away for a minute. Now, you got to come back and deal with it. Don't get me wrong. You can get away. If you can get away for a minute, get away, man. And what these guys are doing right now, this is definitely it. I mean, they're hitting it on all marks as far as I'm concerned. You know, talking about the political thing, you know, at least that one song, and the rest of it, all uplifting and on the one.
We
try to do music that we really do music that expresses our own things that we've been through, things that we lived through and experienced ourselves. So I guess that's what makes it come over so and so well received and so believable, because we've actually, you know, and one of us or another of us has actually experienced what the songs are about.
As musicians, that's the way we work. You know what I'm saying? I've never written a great song when everything was going right. I never have.
Yeah.
But when it's all screwed up, like, you dig deep, and that's what comes out in the material.
Yeah.
You know, that's the crazy thing.
You know, and you know, you made a good point. And I was going to bring Ron in and let him jump in for a minute. And I was listening to a lot of the things you said, Ron, earlier about tying a lot of the past funk quotations and little blurbs that you knew only Funketeers would get, even though everybody else would hear it. But when you tie all those little things together and lay those breadcrumbs, it actually is twofold. Number one, you hit the other Funketeers that don't know about it to it. And number two, you feed the soul of the true funk soldiers. Because as a fan, and this is just me as a fan of Next Exit, when you listen to that music and you hear, it can just be one little thing. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This music is feeding me. It's giving me more than just the cover and the artwork. And we're going to get into Mr. Curtis Wilcox in a second. But the cover, the artwork, it's giving me something tangible that I can eat and is going to fill me up. And that's what I love about your music. It's tasteful. It's done well. It's very, very now. And like I said, I can't keep saying this enough. It was needed at the right time, the perfect storm. So Ron, jump in for a minute and tell me when you were singing and you know you was getting into these songs and these tracks and in your mind, did you write or did you just go ahead and just create off the top of your head? Because some people do both. So I'm just curious as a vocalist how you approach that.
Well, it was a combination of a lot of things because you know I know the Funketeers who are out there. That's kind of like how I initiated the song in the beginning of the lyrics. So I just said, you know, all you Funketeers, now you hear. Well, look a here. All you Funketeers, now you hear. If you're in the game, then the funk is here. So I initiated that basically with a storm to kind of punch people in the face with the funk, you know.
Yeah.
And then from there on, I just kind of did little cameo appearances of different songs back in the day because I knew the Funketeers would get exactly what I was saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of like how it ended up. I mean, I heard so many, it was so many lyrics that I really wanted to put in there, but you know, you have to kind of chop them up, you know, like editing a movie. So I had so much other stuff to say, but I figured what I said on this, I said, I think they'll get it, especially the Funketeers. The ones that are not Funketeers, I think they became one.
Yes, that was it. That was it. Yep. Because you remember whenever P-Funk or would come out with something and the saying would be on the street, we'd say hit the street, we'd all go around saying that.
Yeah.
We'd all be like, One Nation, whatever it was, you know. If my parents were talking to us, we'd be like, getting down for the funk of it. You know, it was a little thing. That, for real. And my dad was a minister, so I can't even, you know how much trouble I got into. You know, I don't even have to go there. We'll do a whole nother show on preachers' kids and how they funked it up.
I remember there was a time, you guys probably remember this, but there was a saying that Funkadelic Empowerment had. It was kind of all connected together. And I got what George said. He said, this is a polyfunkadelic mint thing. You know,
polyfunkadelic mint thing, yep.
So I that right there, you know, it stayed with me forever. I was a young kid when I first heard that, and I said, you know what? What is he trying to say? And then Parliament was the singing group, Funkadelic was the band. So I was in a group that they used to call us Junior Funkadelic, you know, and we played everything. You know, songs wasn't played on the radio. We played those songs. You know, there was Maggot Brain that we used to play. Another one called March to the Witch's Castle. It was a whole bunch of
songs. Yes, yes.
You know, but all those songs, I just remember. And to put it all in a nutshell, that's kind of like how I came up with the lyrics. It was so much stuff I was grabbing, but I said, you know what? This is going to get it. You know, and then I said, oh, Keepers of the Funk. Okay, we're going to keep the funk with this.
Yeah. So let me ask you real quick. Again, here we are hanging out with Next Exit, and my main man, Otis Hawk, is chilling with us. Q, and they're in the house chilling with Mike Get-Out Brown, Margo Sings, Ron Rio Rivers, and Adrian, the bass player, hanging out. So when we look back at the day, and then you guys bring this stuff to present day, and now it's out. Tell me a little bit about I Won't Stop, this next track that we're going to listen to. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm the one who's singing that one, so I'll start.
Okay.
We were, it was a song that we did a long time ago, actually. Yeah. And you know, it was sitting in the archives, so we were like, let's finish this one. So we brought something with this one.
Yeah.
So we flipped it around because it was a whole different song before that. We just flipped it around, and then we started coming up with the lyrics and I Won't Stop. And we had a rapper named Heronis. Her real name is Jackie, but she's my girl. Her name is Heronis, who came in and blazed the rap on the thing at the end, and she's hot. And it's just a dance record from funk back in the day. It's a funk record. We love the funk. That's why when I sent you the thing, I was like, you know, we love the funk. So we always have funk on a record because we grew up on that funk. But
to make
a long story short, I Won't Stop is another party song. You know, we want you to come and party with
us. And where did it generate from? Remember when you were feeling like, wow, what am I doing? This means we're not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere with this. And you were feeling kind of like ragged out about, you know, the streams and all of that. So you said, hey, but I'm not going to stop. I won't stop. So, you know.
Yep.
And I'd like to say that Adrian Norton, you know, he's a part of us, man. But he has his own thing, phase two. You know, but when we need him, he's always right here. He's always right here.
That's what's up.
He's our part of it. He runs through our blood. He runs through mine.
Like our brother.
That's how funk is.
Call Eric.
Yep. That's how funk is, because you could take any funk artist, vocal singer, whatever, they'll be more than happy to always help somebody else out. I always tell people, and Otis and I was talking about this, if the world was full of funketeers, there'd be no war.
No war.
You know? We don't get along. Yeah, we battle. Yeah, we have our ups and downs. But in the end, a funketeer is going to get your back. So tell the audience really fast, and whoever wants to get this can, where can they find your music and how can they get it?
Well, you can find it on all digital platforms, Apple, iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube. If you type in Next Exit with a capital X, N-E-X, capital X-Z-I-T, it'll pop up. Even if you don't spell it right, generally it'll pop up. So we're everywhere on the internet. We have copies of CDs if you come directly to us, directly to Parkway South Records, our independent record label. We can mail you a CD as well. So we have hard copies too. So, you know, we always want to keep the hard copies around. All of us, we all got CDs. So we all got CDs. We got boxes of them. Put one out down there. Put one of those Keepers of the Funk right there.
Okay.
So there you go.
Of course, we got the Keepers of the Funk right there. And we have Talk Show right here.
Yep, Talk Show.
We got all that stuff available on our website.
Stop, take it, don't miss it.
That's something really proud of.
When you get there, you can't make a U-turn.
Right, no U-turn.
You can't make a U-turn when you get there. But on the way there, you got to follow the signs along the way.
That's right. And again, I'm proud of you. And you guys are amazing. You should be really proud. For those of you listening out there on Funk from the Front Seat, I need everybody to go buy, download these tracks, and support independent artists. Mike and Down Brown said it a second ago. Independent artists.
Best music. Better.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Is the best music.
Just one or two more plugs here. I just want to get this in, and I want to publicly thank P-Funk Radio. We broke this Wednesday night, actually 12:45 a.m. on Thursday, 9/24 is when we broke this on P-Funk Radio. So I want to thank Keith. I want to thank Gabe. Funkster, you know, everybody for helping to get this out, get this going. You know, definitely want to thank IBM TV. You guys have been like instrumental in what we're doing. So we really, really thank you. We want to thank all the Funketeers out there that's just latching on to it. It's out there. It's on benevolentfunk.com. Yeah. Benevolentfunk.com. And then, of course, afterglow92416.com. I want to send a quick shout out to Philly Phil also. He's playing it on Sunday. He's waiting for us. And he's playing it. Oh, nah. Sunday would be tomorrow. Yeah, sorry. I told y'all I'm in a different place. But he hit it tomorrow night. you know, the majors up in the D.C. area got it. We got it down here. You know, we hope they sing it for a little bit and get it going for us a little bit. But, you know, it's out there, y'all. Just help us support the funk. Anything you can do to help support the foundation, which is the Benevolent Funk Foundation, is Cardell Boogie Mawson Foundation. This is all going back to musicians who are having a hard time. We want to be able to give out scholarships. We want to be able to do a whole lot of things. And this was Boogie's wishes. And again, me growing up with him, there's no end to what I want to do. There's an end to, you know, having the resources to do it, unfortunately, in this COVID, you know, environment. But there's no end to what I want to do. There's so many of those guys that I've been, you know, with for years that are no longer here, and they can't get the propers. If their families can, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing. So again, you know, Funk Radio, thank you so much. Everybody else is out there just doing it. IBM TV, love it. You know, guys, keep doing what you're doing. I can only say that.
Thanks for having us. Funk forever.
Absolutely. Funk forever. Yeah, we got time. And what I was gonna say, we're gonna first of all, you know, the outlets, social media outlets are very important. That's why I'm glad you mentioned all of that, and I wanted to make sure we got that in. But again, you know, what you guys have to give is the food that we need right now on our plate, and it always hits at the right time. And I'm grateful to you guys, because you always you made it possible for others to dream, to wish, to inspire, to be like. And you never know who's watching you. So you guys out there in the world that's watching Next Exit, follow these brothers and sisters. They have a powerful message. They have a lot to say. They're doing great things. They're starting foundations. And we're going to get this done. It's already started. We're going to get this done. So, you know, we all make it happen. We're going to run this track. I won't stop. You know, one of my favorites, even though they're all my favorites. But we're going to run this track and then come back and chat a little bit about that. So, Mark, back there, my producer, Mark Lee, hanging out with us today. Thank you, Mark.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the club on a Friday night. Fight feels in the spirit, fight me tonight.
I'm that joint.
I know.
Baby, you wanna dance? I came to put you in a trance. You're looking sexy, so lovely, lady. How about a night of romance? Friday night, let's do it right. That's why you came into the club. Just shake that body and move it naughty and grind it like you're making love, baby.
I'm gonna party with you
because you came to party with me.
I'm gonna party with you. I came to party with you
because you came to party with me.
You came to party with me.
You're on the dance floor. Moving that body left to right. The beat is pumping. It's got that beat. That's why it makes you have to move. Just getting started. The night is young. I know you came here for some fun. It's time. hot body. It's time to jump and get that body nice and wet.
On a Friday night, my heels pretty skirt, body looking tight. 9 to 5, all week I'm all stressing you. All the fellas in your life, they're stressing you. You get on the floor dancing by yourself. You don't feel like dancing with no one else. I got it.
This is our day smooching like it.
You have to find a way to get away. The girl says, let me make you baby smile. Then he says, can I buy you a drink? But you gotta let him know it's not what he thinks. And he'll dress for sitting in your chair. You stop coming from the body atmosphere. Yeah, on the dance floor, move side to side. Bouncing up and down like on a fancy ride.
Let me tell you, it's getting better and better, you know.
I want to say something about that song real quick. When we were doing that song again, the whole concept of I Won't Stop, like Margo was saying, it was really about keeping the funk alive again, keeping us going. Because like you were saying, we're going through some things back in the day, back in the 2018, health-wise, with, you know, some members of the band, and we had to try to stay positive and try to keep things moving. And that whole concept of I won't stop, we ain't never gonna stop.
Never.
Yeah.
And we're never gonna stop. And we're gonna keep on putting this year, we put out, how many songs we put out this year?
Wow. Okay.
We put out like 4 singles this year.
Me too. Mm-hmm. For Me Too,
Give Me All Your Love.
Give Me All Your Love.
House Party. Talk Show.
Yeah, Talk Show.
And now Keepers of the Funk. So that when we say we just trying to put out all the music that we can possibly put out, because, you know, Gotta keep it going.
And smarter than me.
Well, smarter than me, but that's an album that came out a long time ago.
Meaning we stay working.
See, the thing is, what you're doing is amazing and it's much needed because, you know, sometimes we don't even know our plan until we're in the middle of the plan, you know? Like, I never would have met you guys had I not been into the funk. You know what I mean? It's like the funk brought us together. You know, that's what brought me to meet Donna and meet Otis and now meet you guys. And, you know, so this funk thing, man, it's a movement. I always tell people it's bigger than what you think. And then once you get inside, it's much smaller than what you think. We're all connected. Right. You know what I mean? And again, here we are hanging out with Next Exit on Funk from the Front Seat and my man Otis, Hawk, they call him Q, my man Q. And, you know, all the positive affirmation that you guys bring to this thing called funk. Again, I tip my hat to you because well-deserved, well-earned, and I know this is just the tip of the iceberg. And again, if somebody give a shout-out about what this means as far as Boogie Munson is concerned, I'd like to hear that for people that are just tuning in.
Yeah, I can take that one. This is monumental, you know. We like I said before, we've got a couple of things, a couple of initiatives going on. You know, definitely one to provide some scholarships and give back to the communities, particularly in Plainfield, New Jersey, where Boog grew up. But you know, this whole thing, and I love these words that we're saying right now. It's a movement. And you can say, you know, rock and roll is this and, you know, reggae is this or whatever. But this is really a movement that we got going on here. And it's nothing but peace and love. And my biggest example of it with Boog is everybody that was in on the low side, I'm going to call it on the bass side. If you look at everybody from Boog to Lodgy, all right, to Skeet, all right, Billy Bass, and even Bootsy. There's five months that I just mentioned right there. I've been on the road. I have never, ever seen a fight about who was playing. When George said, "You doing bass tonight?" That's what it was. What, nobody ever had a head. Nobody ever had a thing like, why you got him doing it? What? It was none. Always love, man. So this whole movement thing, man, it's all about this whole peace thing, you know, loving each other. And you know what? Get in where you fit in, man. You're going to fit in somewhere, trust me. Somewhere you're going to fit in. So just get in there. But that's the thing about Boog. And, you know, definitely we got the scholarships coming. We are trying to put together a time, hopefully next year when this is all, hopefully when it's all done. This whole COVID thing, that we can get together and jointly do a headstone, kind of a presentation at the site where Boogie's laid to rest right now. That is another family goal that we have. And, you know, we're just trying to keep everything moving here. So anything you can do to help donate, once again, benevolentfunk.com, you can donate there. If you want to pick up some goods today, you know, actually the weekend, we actually taking care of the Boogie Collection, which is a coffee mug in his honor. It is a mouse pad, and it's a hat, a baseball cap also. All that stuff we're doing for 50% off on Afterglow92416.com, all right, for this weekend only. So we're just trying to get back. We're trying to, you know, keep some revenue coming in and be able to do the next thing. That's what we're trying to do. So it's all about Boog. It's all about, you know, his family. Everybody, his family was on last night, which was absolutely great to hear the kids tell stories about what dad did and when he did that. You know, it's like funny. And I know, you know, I mean, again, I've known him since I was 7 to 8 years old. So I got funny stories. I got stories that people ain't even seen or heard of. So, you know, it's just nice to see all of that come together. But again, honoring his legacy. And, you know, I can't think of another – I can't think of a better group of people than Next Exit to actually honor and you know, and give tribute to my man.
And I know he's smiling right now. So next exit, smarter than me, right? We got another couple smarter than me. Now I see Margo. I know. I can tell.
That's my thinking. You know, I am a stickler for finding out information, especially about 5G and, you know, all this technology that they're using against us humans, you know. So it just came to me, you know, like the guys, they give me the music. And as soon as I heard it, you know, I knew what the words should be. I went to school and you know, I sang about, you know, smarter than me. I went to school, spent so much money getting an education, you know, and now I have a phone that is smarter than me.
Yeah.
Smartphones. I mean, you know, all you have to do is just say Google or Alexa, whoever, you know.
I love it.
You know.
My phone is dumb.
I love it.
And so that's where that came about, because, you know, I'm like, wow, do you really believe it? It's the Matrix.
Yeah, we are. A friend of mine always tells me about the Matrix.
Yeah, and so it's the real live Matrix, and we thought that we, you know, we have a nice way of putting a message in a song that will capture your attention, but, you know, won't make you say, well, why are they saying that? You know, that doesn't make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like the rhymes, you know, at the end, I like to rhyme my words, you know, and it just came naturally for me.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the Matrix. That really rings a bell, because I never saw one of those movies. A lot of my friends are always telling me I got to see it. Right. I was like, I had to see it. Because we live in it. I'm going to have my producer, Mark, sleep back there behind the glass. Yo, Mark, go ahead and run that track. Again, here we are with Next Exit, all day, every day. Check them out, y'all. Harder than me, as by the lovely words of Miss Margo sings.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're sitting here rolling and rocking. Unfortunately, you know, we're doing two shows at once. So actually, if you'll tell me which one you want to hear again, we will be sure to get that one on.
Smarter than me.
Coming up, smarter than me. So that one's coming up, and we will be ready to groove that. By the way, Next Exit, y'all have been rocking totally. I've been thoroughly enjoying these sounds back here. So I just want to let y'all know that I'm having a great time, and I'm enjoying y'all's music, but we're going to get y'all smarter than me.
All right. Thank you.
He waited all the show to get that in. That was good, Mark. That was good.
That was good.
That's why I love him.
You been Mark Lee? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm rocking my gear. Y'all can see. You know, I was so grateful, man. It just makes my day every time I put this on and rock it, you know. All the gear that y'all send.
You see, I'm sporting.
And Curtis Wilcox, while Mark is loading that up, Curtis Wilcox, my man out there, man, shout. He does so much artwork for everybody. And I know he was instrumental in doing a lot of your artwork, your cover and everything else. And again, he passed the torch, you know, from Pedro Bell to, you know, Stozo's in the game. You know what I'm saying? So all the great artists, you know, that they did. You know, and now Curtis got that torch too. And that's really cool to see. You know, that's really cool to see. Smarter than me.
Smarter than me. School, and spent all that money. Now I got a phone that's smarter than me. Should be ashamed. Can't use your own brain. And no,
It's not even funny.
Smarter than me.
Smarter than me. I was wondering, girl, hot cup of coffee. Well, what do you know? I have a pot that's smarter than me. You don't have to think no more, because there's an apple that, hey, it might be costly.
Heard them all. They were jamming last night on P-Funk Radio. They were jamming last night. Next Exit at their release. Hanging out with Otis. My man Q in the house. We got all the Funketeers out there giving you mad shouts, mad praise, much love. And before we go, I just want to say again, congratulations, kudos. Obviously, I want you guys to come back and we get into some other stuff and chop it up. Last thoughts, last words. I'm going to start with Margo first. Something that you want to let people know out there about what this project means and why you put it out there. I need people to really understand this. Oh, Marco?
You're muted.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Real fast. Just what this project means. I'm going to start with Lady first, and why it was so very, very important to make sure people get this message.
Okay, it was important to me because, you know, it for me, it's a message that anything that you achieve, you perceive, that you think, you can achieve it. So if you think it, you can bring it to, you know, bring it into fruition or make it happen.
There you go. There
you so, go. You know, we thought about it and we made it happen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Get out, Brown.
For me, it's just like we came together again. I mean, we met a whole new group of folks, you guys. You know, we got a whole new vibe going. You know, it's great to meet new people. We met Otis. We met you. We met Donna. It was all love. We all came together and did it. And, you know, we're just going to keep on moving and keep it going. And
that's what's up, bro.
It's a very that's important right. to make new, build new bridges to different communities of people. So
right.
I feel very fortunate. And I think it's going to be great going forward.
And also, I didn't forget about your birthday, brother. So I knew you had one sneak in on me.
Happy birthday.
So I had to mention, no. You weren't getting away with it. No. You ain't getting away. You almost made it. You thought you almost made it. But no. Happy birthday, Funk Day, big brother. Rock, Mike, get down, Brown, rock in the house. Your birthday.
Yeah, I told him he was only 18 with everything else behind that is experience.
There you go. That's it. Hey, yo, Ron Rio, hit me with a little something before you go, bro.
My theory have always been, since I got with these guys and music in general, I say we are a musical informality that's easy to get into and hard to get out of, and no one quite knows how to capture and contain the wild excitement of our funk.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. Wow.
Yo. Oh, that was deep.
That sounds like a song.
Hey, man, I didn't get that. Can you say that again so I can write that down? Because you know I'm going to use it somewhere.
I will email it to you.
I like it.
That was the funky stuff. He's got it like that. Go ahead.
Say it again. Okay, I'll say it again. We are a musical informality that's easy to get into and hard to get out of, but no one quite knows how to capture and contain the wild excitement of our funk.
There you go.
I like that. I tell you.
Statement of the day.
You need some hip boots for that one.
I don't know how you're gonna follow that, Adrian, but give me your picture.
Well, all I can say is I've been a funketeer since I was 12, 13 years old. Started playing bass when I was 13. My first concert was the Mothership in 77. I was 14 years old, so it's nothing but an honor and a privilege to be able to do this track and to actually make it. And to be receptive, you know, from you guys like this really is like icing on the cake. So, you know, it's just a privilege of me just being able to play bass and, you know, keep it funky, man. That's my logo.
That's what
we do is keep it funky. That's right. Funky.
And I know you got some stuff that you've done on your own. And I'd love to have you come back one day and we can sit and talk about your solo.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That's how we roll down in D.C.
So I just wanted to say before Otis has final thoughts, I'm going to rerun the show at some point tonight just for my West Coast people. You know, and I'll post it so you can see it. And I'll probably rerun it about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight. Just, you know, because a lot of people will be paying this and that. I really, really want people to understand what you guys have done. And it's really important that sometimes watching, yo, I even do it. I go back and watch something. I'm like, oh, I missed that, but I'm glad I heard it. So Otis, hit me with your final thoughts, man. Come on, brother.
Bro, I can't top nothing that was just said by the band right there. So I'm going to leave you with the fact that they are just as funky, all right, as ham hocks in your cornflakes. Peace.
I love that. Man, I'm so excited.
Hey, Chip, you better not mess that ham hock up putting it in a cornflake. Put it in some greens, baby.
You got an AKA I didn't know about.
Come on with it. Come on with it. We've been hanging out. With that. Least,
raise your glass.
Raise your glass. Four toast to the boogie.
Bottoms up. Again, we've been hanging out all day with my funk family. Next visit, you know, all the good people that's involved with that, you know, like Otis and you know, Benevolent Funk Dynasty and all the other people that people don't see. We love you all. Thank you for help making their project successful. And thank you, Next Exit. And thank you, Otis, for joining us on Funk from the Front Seat on IBM.TV. Right now, I'm going to turn it back over to my man behind the glass, Mark. I want to drop Keepers and take us out with Keepers of the Funk, my man Mark. Hey, back there behind
hey
the
Donna.
What's up, Donna? I'm number nine. Love you all to death. You guys are my funk family, and we're going to be collaborating on something together real soon.
Believe that, baby.
Independent. That's exit.
Thank you.
Yeah. We
had a great time.
Okay.
Keepers of the Funk. I got to find my producer. Sir Knows might have tried to jerk him out. Here we go. There he is. He's doing two shows. Good job, Mark.
You having something? I know you smelled the chicken cooking when you came in.
Every day.
Nothing
but the fuck.
Zach, if you keep that conversation going just for a minute, we will get that last song on. But I need you to keep the conversation just for a minute or two.
You good?
I was wondering what happened to you, baby. Oh Lord, I thought my hen was going bad, but no. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
I love you too, baby. I love you too, sweetheart. You keep the funk alive, baby.
Don't be gonna do that.
Hey Zach, do you smell something funky?
Yeah, I do. It's called Zach Texan.
Hey Q. Q, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You're so handsome, honey. Do you smell something funky?
I do smell something funky.
I know. It must be you, because you the shit.
Anybody fucked up.
Don't get us started, y'all. Y'all get us started. It's gonna be real fun. I'm telling you.
That's a whole nother show right there.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm ready to dance.
He hit 9-1 stop again.
He came to the club.
There we go. I like that song.
That must be some good hooch.
Well,
your toes.
Keepers of the Funk, Next Exit. My man Otis Hawk in the house. Q in the house. Loving all y'all.
All right.
Real soon. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us.
Have a good one.
And I'd like to thank our sponsors. Go to our website, IBM.TV, and check it out. And go to the dollar store. We want to support everybody that's an independent artist out there. So if you guys are listening out there, go to their website, go to their Facebook page, like Exit, go to Afterglow, 92416, and check out all their merchandise. You're getting 50% off for this month. A toast to the boogie. It's all good. You guys were amazing. I love y'all.
Peace out. Have a good one.
You too. You know how we roll. That was another great, exciting show on Funk from the front seat. Right now, I'm going to leave you with this. Peace, love. Know that I care about you. Know that we love you. If you have any kind of problems that you're going through, don't worry. There's always one of us around. Funketeers are universal. We always going to be there for you, and we always will. If you got a birthday today, happy birthday. Once again, Michael Get-Out Brown, happy birthday. If you have an anniversary today, know that we love you. Stay safe. Make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you have your hand sanitizer and all of that good stuff. Again, I'm your host, number 9, IBM Funk Army, IBM.TV, Funk on the front seat. I'm out!
You know, the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA in your face. Bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. It's our time to shine. It's our time to grind.